Right, time for Randall's one song. We are used to our partner in this, Randall Abrams, going back in time, but this is almost back to the future style time travel. Randall Abrams, good afternoon to you. We've got a song from 1936. Tell us how that came across your radar. Good afternoon.
Thanks, John. One of the things that I've been doing for many, many years is just collecting as many compilations as possible. And there are some fascinating, documents of specific musical periods or specific artists. The CD was really the epitome of the collection. You know, there's still some CD box sets, especially from a label by the name of Rhino, that are just, you know, if you want to find out about a certain style or genre of music or artist, that's the release to look for, not only in terms of the annotation and the compilation of the music itself, but usually the booklets, the accompanying booklets. And I think that, you know, music as an historic document is just, it's so wonderful because there's so much happening there that you can discover and rediscover. And I was looking, going through my box sets, and there's one on Columbia that has bawdy songs from the 1920s and 30s, right. Kind of bawdy blues. And obviously, I mean, there's a dealing with, you know, certain subjects, alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we look back at, Tipper Gore bringing in those parental guidance stickers on CDs, especially for what was then known as rap music, hip-hop music in the 1990s. And we've always had, you know, there's always been this kind of sense that in the modern day, you know, lyrically, yes, that sometimes songs go too far. If we go way back and we look at, as I say, the late 1920s through the 1930s, strain of music that had lyrics that in some cases left absolutely nothing to the imagination. But in this case, certainly there was a lot of innuendo that all adults got. And I thought two things. Firstly, that the CD age really, as I say, some just amazing compilations, many of which unfortunately have not made it onto the streaming media that you'll have to search out and find on eBay. And as I say, just, you know, especially those kind of documents, I'd rather call them musical documents, could make you understand a particular age a lot better.
Yeah, it really is intriguing stuff. Let's take a listen then to what Randall, through these compilations, has dug up. If you think let's just say adult content in music is something relatively new. No, it's not. This one is from 88 years ago. Here's Lil Johnson. It's called Let's Get Drunk and Truck. Lil Johnson from way, 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 way back. That one from 1936, Randall Abrams. Always finding something intriguing out of the world of music. He's back with Randall's one song at the same time next Friday.